This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's Taliban government has ordered all Afghan women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
The move confirmed the worst fears of rights activists in the country and will heighten tensions between the new rulers and the international community. Shir Mohammed, an official from the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, announced there will be consequences for those who do not follow the new law. Women who do not wear the covering, firstly, should be identified and their guardians should be advised, and the women themselves should be punished. The decree evokes similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's previous hardline rule between 1996 and 2001. Khalid Hanafi, the acting minister for the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, said the ruling was to allow Afghan women to live with what he called dignity and safety. I'm Karen Chamas.
All women, children and the elderly have been evacuated from the Mariupol steelworks plant besieged by Russian forces. This according to VOA's Anna Chernikova, who's reporting from Kyiv. Irina Vereshchuk, Ukraine's deputy prime minister, wrote on the Telegram messaging app that, quote, this part of the Mariupol humanitarian operation is over. The United Nations, which is leading the rescue effort along with the International Red Cross, did not confirm that the operation had ended. The Azovstal steel mill is the last holdout for Ukrainian forces in Mariupol. It has emerged as a symbol of resistance to the wider Russian effort to capture swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Mariupol has been left in ruins by weeks of Russian bombardment, and the steel mill has been largely destroyed. Several groups of civilians have left the sprawling complex over the past week during pauses.